Okay, I think I've got it. Technology continues to elude me.
现在跟大家分享这个今天讲到的幻灯片。
Let's see, there we go. Well, it's good to be with you again.
我很高兴今天能够再度跟大家在一起。
I wish that we could be in person. I was actually kind of looking forward to that, but the Delta variant caused some problems.
其实我非常渴望跟你们能够面对面的来讲到，但是因为 Delta 的这个变异病毒啊，让我们现在必须仍然在这个线上进行。
When Pastor asked me if I would speak on something about missions this morning, I was really excited about it.
当李牧师问我是否可以在今天的讲道中谈一谈宣教方面，我是非常兴奋的。
I've been a Christian now for 48 years.
我是成为一个基督徒48年了。
For 40 of those 48 years, I have been in full-time ministry.
在这48年当中，我是全时间来侍奉神。
And I have been a home missionary and a professor of missions for a majority of those years.
我在这些年间，我是一个在本地的一个宣教士，也是我也是就是在就是说作为一个教授的身份来接触很多学生。
So you'd think that when I'm addressing a topic like motivation for missions, that I wouldn't have any qualms about it at all.
所以我今天来讲宣教的动机，我是很有平安的。
But the reality is, I'm actually nervous about this sermon this morning.
但是事实上，我心里还是为今天的讲道主题有一些紧张。
And I share that with you because the reason is this is such an important topic.
我愿意跟大家分享这个题目，是因为这是非常重要的。
And I feel like in some ways that if I am unable to communicate in a way that you hear and understand, then I've failed badly.
我跟大家沟通，如果你们不能够理解的话，我会觉得我是失败了。
So before we begin, I want to say a prayer, and it'll be a brief one, but I hope it will get us started on the right foot.
所以我们在今天的正道开始之前，我想先大家一起做一个祷告，这样子会让我们有一个正确的开始。
Father, our desire above all else is to know you and your glory.
天父啊，我们的期望就是要能够认识你，并且认识你的荣耀。
Jeremiah says that you have loved us with an everlasting love.
先知耶利米书，你以永远的爱来爱我们。
And Lord, we are forever in your debt for the forgiveness that you have provided for us in our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们真是永远都是亏欠你的，因为你借着耶稣基督的爱赦免了我们一切的罪。
And we ask now, Father, that your Holy Spirit would come and touch each one of us this morning.
天父，我们愿你的圣灵降临，来接触到我们在座的每一个人的心。
Help us to see you more clearly.
让我们能够看得更清楚。
To love you more dearly.
让我们能够更亲爱你。
And to follow you more nearly day by day.
而且我们能够在每日生活中更加的紧紧追随你。
This we ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the question which comes up before you can even talk about motivation for missions is what is missions?
我们在谈论宣教的动机之前，首先我们先要知道什么是宣教。
I did something rather interesting. I decided instead of going to theological dictionaries or Christian books, I would actually look about what missions was in a non-Christian source.
我决定哈，不是去从神学的书籍来找宣教的定义，我也想从这个非基督徒的这个观点来看宣教是什么。
So I looked in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
所以我就查看大英百科全书。
This was their definition.
这是一个很好的定义。
God's mission is to reclaim the world And that includes the created order. And God's people have a designated role to play in that mission. Most Christians would agree that the Bible provides a basis for mission. The entire Bible is generated by and is all about God's mission.
神的宣教是要收回这个世界，包括创造的次序，并且神的子民在宣教中都具有特定的角色来扮演。大多数基督徒都同意，圣经是提供宣教的一个基础。整本圣经都是跟神的宣教有关，并且我们的圣经也是因此而产生的。
Now, I fully expected when I found this definition to show you all the places that it's wrong.
我想借着这个定义，让我们让大家来看到那些不正确的地方。
But not only could I not find anything wrong with it, I found that it has a better understanding of missions than most Christians.
当然我不能够找出任何一个错误的地方，我觉得这个定义事实上比许多基督徒给宣教下的定义还更好一些。
The idea of God's mission to reclaim the world is basically, it means we're supposed to be part of bringing his kingdom.
这里说宣教就是神要收回世界，这也就是说神要带把他的国度带到这世界。
And while most people think that the primary job of missions is that of a pastor or missionaries, it indeed is the responsibility for all of God's people.
很多人认为宣教就是牧师啊，宣教是他们的责任，来负担所有对所有人的这个责任。
But the fact that it says the entire Bible is about God's mission is one of the most powerful statements that I think we can come across today.
我想这里在这个定义当中，他说到整本圣经都是关于神的宣教。我们今天就可以从这里来看。
Our Bible tells us that the God we worship is a missionary God.
圣经告诉我们，我们所敬拜的神，事实上就是一位宣教的神。
And if we don't understand that, then we will not be walking with God the way that we should be.
如果我们不理解这一点，不认识这一点的话，我们就没有办法真正的与神同行，如同神所希望我们与他同行的那样。
Now, my definition of missions is much simpler.
我对宣教的定义是比较简单的。
But it includes all the things that I've already said.
也包括了我们刚刚所说的一切。
Missions is to make the glory of God known among the nations and to proclaim his kingdom.
我对宣教的定义就是在万国中要彰显神的荣耀，宣告神的国度。
So,motivation. What is the motivations that we should be moving us towards doing this?
所谓的动机就是促使我们、敦促我们去做某件事情的力量。
Well, the average Christian, I think most Christians would say, we should be doing missions because people are lost.
我想大部分的基督徒都会说我们应该从事宣教的工作，因为大部分的人都是失丧的。
When I became a Christian, I was a junior in college.
当我在大三的时候，大学三年级的时候，我成为一个基督徒。
And I had lived a life that was very unholy up to that point.
在我信主以前，我所过的生活是很不圣洁的。
And so when I came to know Jesus, I knew the depths of my own sin. And so I had a real desire to see other people to come to know that as well, to know Jesus and his ability to forgive.
所以当我信主的时候，我是非常深切的看见承认我自己所犯的罪。我也非常希望其他的人也能够看见这一点，能够认识耶稣基督。
And the person that discipled me hammered into my head, he said, Mike, we've got to win the world for Christ in our generation.
我当信主的时候，给我做门徒训练的那位弟兄，他就抓住我的手说，麦克，我们一定这一代一定要把这个要把这世代的这个人都赢回到古神的国度。
And I really wanted to be part of doing that.
我很愿意参与这其中
的工作。I knew my lostness, And I knew that other people needed to understand theirs and come to Jesus as well.
因为我深知道我过去的迷失，我也希望其他的人也能够来认识基督。
So that was the reason that I got involved in missions. That was the motivating factor for me.
所以这就是我参与宣教的一个动机。
And if you look at the statistics that I've listed here on the PowerPoint, you'll see there is indeed a vast need.
如果你们看看我在这里所分享的统计数字，你就知道真的是有这个巨大的需要，需要福音，需要宣教。
7.4 billion people on this planet right now.
现在这个世界上大约有74亿的人口。
Now, 2.4 billion of those people claim to be Christians.
应该是有78亿的人口，然后有24亿3000万的人宣称是基督徒。
But I fear that many of those are Christians in name only or cultural Christians.
然而这些宣称自己是基督徒的很多人只是一种文化上的基督徒是自以为自己是基督徒。
So they don't really know Jesus in a saving way.
他们并不是真正的认识耶稣基督也不知道真正的得救之道。
But of the remaining 5.4 billion people on the planet, that are not saved,
在这个世界上还有54亿1000万的人还没有得救。
3.27 billion of those have no way that they can hear the gospel at all.
这其中没有得救的人有32亿7000万的人是完全没有接触过福音见证的。
So does that motivate you to want to do missions?
我不知道这个是不是能够使你有更大的动机来做宣教的工作。
I mean, it really, again, it motivated me.
这的确激励了我，使我觉得需要来从事宣教。
But what happens when you are out trying to reach people and there's not a response?
但是如果我们尝试着去接触这些不幸的人跟他们传福音，但是他们没有反应，那我们该怎么办呢？
Very early into my ministry, I began to realize that people were not jumping to become Christians when they heard the gospel.
在我开始服侍神的一开始，我就理解到，人通常不会说一下就来拥抱福音，来接受救恩。
And I got discouraged.
我很受挫折。
And I began to ask a question: Why should I even bother with this if people aren't interested?
我就开始问我这个问题：我为什么要被这个问题所困扰呢？大部分的人根本就不在，根本就是不看重这个得救福音。
So what I learned was that it was inadequate to just see need in order to pursue missions.
所以从我的经验我看见这样是不够的。如果我只是看见这个需要然后我就去了从事宣教我 这是不足够的不充分的。
The purpose, the mission of the church is missions regardless of what happens in terms of results.
事实上教会的使命就是宣教不管结论无论这个结果会怎样还是要宣教。
And each churchAnd each believer is to be involved in this process.
每一个教会，每一位信徒都是需要参与宣教的过程。
So today we're going to look at the three primary reasons I believe the scriptures teach as to why we need to both be informed and involved with missions.
所以今天就从圣经的教导，我相信这是圣经的教导，我们将要查看而且了解我就是来看看我们需要了解参与宣教的三个主要原因。
Okay, the first and most important of these reasons is the glory of God.
我们需要参与宣教的首要原因就是这是为了神的荣耀。
Now, what is the glory of God?
什么是神的荣耀呢?
You know,The Psalm 96 that we read earlier in the service, I think provides an excellent description both of the glory of God and the call of his people to missions.
我们先前在崇拜开始前所朗诵的诗篇第96篇，就充分的描写了神的荣耀，也说明了我们基督徒要参与宣教的理由。
If you have your Bible opened up to that passage, I want to read it one more time.
请各位把你的圣经打开，我希望能够把诗篇96篇再读一遍。
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations and his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For God is great and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge the peoples with truth.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华唱歌唱，要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事，因为耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏，外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和华美在他圣所。民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀、能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。拿供物来进入他的院宇，当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要在他面前颤抖。人在列邦中要说，耶和华作王，世界就坚定不得动摇。他要按公正审判众民，愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐。那时林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼，因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
If you read through that passage, as you look at it, the word, one of the words for nations or peoples is mentioned 8 different times.
如果我们读这首诗篇，你注意到，提到万邦万民，一共提到了八次。
So it's clear that God is concerned about all the nations of the earth.
所以很明显的，神是很关心世上所有的国家，所有的人。
Words that speak of his glory.Are mentioned 12 times in this psalm.
荣耀在这这个词在这首诗篇提到了12次之多。
And words that relate to worship, which also has a direct connection to God's glory, are mentioned 18 times.
这些字眼跟敬拜神神的荣耀有关的，一共有18次之多。
So this psalm just.You know, explodes in front of us with the need for the glory of God to be known among all the peoples.
所以这篇诗篇就是充满了这样一个意味，神的荣耀是全世界的人都需要认识的，需要他们需要来认识认识神，知道神。
And what's so sad is the fact that Romans 1 tells us that everybody can see the glory of God.
另一方面又令人我们忧愁的是，在罗马书第一章里面讲到，说每个人都可以看到神的荣耀。
In Romans 1:8 or Romans 1:20, it says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
在罗马书一章20节是这样说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
But what's happened is people are blind.
然而事实上，人们就好像是瞎了眼一样。
The people can no more see the glory of God and with their spiritual eyes than a blind man could see the sun.
人们就是不再能够看见神的荣耀。
And so God calls us to bring sight, to bring the reality of who he is to the nations.
所以神呼召属他的子民要让世人能够重新看见，能够看见这个神的荣耀。
We prayed the Lord's Prayer this morning.
我们今天早上用主导文来祷告。
I asked a number of people this week, what's the first petition in the Lord's Prayer?
这个星期我就问了一些人这个问题。主导文里面第一个请求是什么呢？
And most people said, oh, the first petition is your kingdom come.
大部分的人都回答说这个主导文的第一个祈求就是愿你的国降临。
But that's not the first one.
但是事实上不是第一个祈求。
It's the second.
是第二个祈求，愿你的国降临。
The first one is, hallowed be your name.
第一个请求其实就是愿人都尊你的名为圣。
When Jesus taught us how to pray, he said the first prayer that we should begin is that God's glory, his eternal attributes would be praised and proclaimed throughout the earth.
当耶稣教导我们祷告的时候，第一件事就是神神的荣耀，神的神圣啊，神永恒的神性是要被我们所尊崇来赞美敬拜。
The story of a man named Charles Peace is a very sad story.
有一个很让人忧愁的故事啊，是关于一个名叫查尔斯皮斯的他的一生的故事。
In the early 1800s, he was both a thief and a murderer.
在十八世纪初，这个人是一个犯案累累的一个窃盗犯，也是一个谋杀犯。
He was feared throughout all of London.
Can you repeat that again?
People in London, England, indeed throughout the whole country, knew of this man and were afraid of him.
当时在英国伦敦，全英国，大家都知道这个人，也很害怕他。
And they finally captured him.
他们终于他被逮捕了。
And he was tried and sentenced to death.
经过审判，他是被判死刑。
And as they were leading him to be hung for his crimes, there was a pastor that was going along with him, pleading with him to repent of his sin and to embrace the glory of God.
在他步向死，就是接受死刑，在前往死刑判决的那个地方的时候，有一位牧师是与他陪伴他，然后给他读一些经，就是一些经文，希望他能够悔改。
Now, sadly, he did not repent.
令人忧伤的是，这个罪犯并没有悔改。
But his last words I have recorded here on this slide because I think they're so important.
他死前最后说的这些话，我把它打在这个幻灯片上，我认为这是很重要的。
He said, Sir, if I believed what you and the Church of England say you believe, and this is about the glory of God, even if England were covered with broken glass from coast to coast, I would walk over it, if need be, on hands and knees, and think it worthwhile to save one soul.
他是对这位牧师说，先生，如果我能够相信你和神的教会所声称你们相信的，即使是全英格兰从西岸到东岸都铺满了碎石、碎玻璃， 我也要行走其上，甚至有必要的话，甚至我要匍匐爬行。我认为这样做是值得的，为的是去拯救一个灵魂。当时这位牧师就是在讲，跟他讲神的荣耀。
Here is a spiritually blind man condemned to hell, but he understood the truth of the gospel better than many Christians do.
这是一个在灵里面死亡的，被判犯案累累，被判死刑的一个罪犯。然而他对这个福音的了解，可能比许多基督徒的了解还要深切。
John Piper, pastor of a large Baptist church in Minneapolis, said missions exist because the worship of God does not.
约翰派伯是一位明尼苏达州一位很大浸信会教会的牧师。他说，宣教的存在是因为敬拜神不存在。
In other words, we go about proclaiming the gospel to the world so that God might be worshipped.
换言之，我们出去在世界各地向人宣讲福音，就是为了要使能够世人都能够敬拜神。
Worship is so much more than just singing songs.
敬拜神是不只是限于向神唱诗歌。
Worship is declaring the glory and the worth of God at all times.
敬拜神就是我们要宣告神的荣耀，神的话，随时随地都要这样宣告它，还有神的价值。
We were created to know God and to have a relationship with Him.
我们受造就是要来认识神，并且要与神建立一个亲密的关系。
And Jesus says that eternal life is actually knowing God.
主耶稣曾经说，什么是永生？永生就是认识神。
Do we know God?
我们是否认识神呢？
Have we actually come into the presence of God in such a way that His glory becomes consuming to us.
我们来到神面前，有没有以这样的方式让神的荣耀能够完全的渗透我们呢？
Jeremiah 9:23 and 24 says that we should boast in who God is.
在耶利米书第九章23-24节说，我们应该以神来夸口，我们夸口就要夸耀神。
This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness and justice and righteousness on earth. For in these things I delight.
这是神所说的话，借着耶利米书。耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
What do you boast in?
你是凭什么夸口呢？
The Apostle Paul says in Philippians 3:8 that he considers everything else in the world to be like dung in comparison to knowing Jesus.
使徒保罗说，他是以万因为跟耶稣基督相比，万事都是有损的。他把万事都丢弃，当作粪土。
God created us to know Him and to love Him and to worship Him.
神创造我们，就是要我们认识他，要爱他，要敬拜他。
So what does the church's lack of concern about and knowledge of mission say about who we are?
所以，如果一个教会对于宣教缺乏认识，缺乏关心，参与的话，那也就说明了我们是怎么样的情形了。
Our culture that we live in general is very narcissistic or very self-focused.
这个世界上一般的文化，一般而言都是非常以自我为中心、自恋的文化。
And we're supposed to not be self-focused, but to be God-focused.
然而我们基督徒是不应该专注在自己身上，我们应该凡事都专注在主神这个神的身上。
So have we, as God's people, become conformed to the world?
是不是我们已经成为这样的人，就是像能够顺应世界的文化潮流？
In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 6, Isaiah sees the glory of God filling the temple.
在以赛亚书第六章里面记载，也先知以赛亚在神的殿里面看见神的荣耀充满全殿。
And when that happens, it makes him realize the greatness of his sin.
当他看见神的荣耀圣洁，他就意识到他自己的罪孽重大。
And he says, "Woe is me, for I am undone."
他就说，我是我是我要灭亡了，我有罪，我要灭亡了。
But God takes away his sin and opens his eyes.
然而神除去他的罪，然后把打开他的眼睛。
And then God says, "Who will go forth for us? Whom shall we send into the world to proclaim His glory?"
然后神就问说，谁愿意受差遣去宣扬神的荣耀呢？
And Isaiah raises his hand and says, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚就举起他的手说，我在这里回，我请差遣我。
So, when we come into contact with the reality of God's glory and who He is and has manifested to us through Jesus Christ, it should cause us to want to not only know it more, but to give it to others.
所以当我们真正接触到神的圣洁与荣耀的时候，也就是借着耶稣基督的显现，我们就会愿意把自己摆上，为别人而摆上。
Michael W. Smith sang a song that's going to segue us into the second reason for missions.
这个歌手麦克史密斯他写的一首诗歌，可以带领我们转接到这个第二个理由，就是我们宣教的第二个理由。
The second reason, the second motivation we should have is for the love of God.
我们第二个理宣教的第二个理宣教的第二个理由就是神的爱，神就是爱。
It's interesting because this song, I don't know how many of you have heard it. It used to be very popular, but it focuses at the beginning on the glory of God.
这首歌很有趣。我不知道你们当中有没有人听过这首歌，曾经很流行过哈，很受欢迎啊。它前面都是专注在神的荣耀。
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began.
超越所有全能，超越所有君王，超越所有大自然及一切受造之物，超越一切智慧及世人的方法，你在创世以前就已在此。
Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known.Above all wealth and the treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
超越所有国度，超越所有宝座，超越这世界所知的一切奇妙，超越这世上一切的财富宝藏，没有方法能够测量你的价值。
It's an excellent description of the glory of God.
这是非常完美的形容，来形容神的荣耀。
And then he rightly focuses it on Jesus.
而且他很正确的定睛在主耶稣基督身上。
He says, "Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone."
十架受死，埋葬于石穴，为死而活，为死来到这个世界，被世人所惧又孤单。
Now.Up until this point, everything that he has written in this song is good and describes the love of God for his people.
And 一直到现在我所念的这个地方为止，这首诗歌所描写神的荣耀、神的爱、神爱世人是非常好的。
But the last line he says, "You took the fall and thought of me most of all."
然而在最后一行他说你受击打 尤其是为了我。
That's wrong.
这个是不对，不正确的。
Because that's what our culture does. Our culture focuses our attention on ourselves, on me.
这就是我们世俗文化所强调的，就是一切都要专注在我们自己身上。
And we've done that with the gospel.
我们常常也是把福音，在福音上面也犯了同样的错误。
We focus the scriptures down to make them look at just the fact that God loves me.
我们常常在就是把圣经所说的就简化成为神爱我。
And God does love me.
神的确爱我。
But the gospel is not about me, it's about God.
然而福音并不是在于关乎我，而是在于关乎神的。
It's about his glory and his majesty and his power.
是关乎神的荣耀，神的威严，神的全能。
And that glory and power is manifest as he redeems individuals into his kingdom.
神的荣耀，威严，全能，就在这福音中彰显，当他拯救罪人，进入神的国度。
But because people focus on themselves, once they become saved, they forget about the glory of God.
人们常常因为都是只把焦点放在自己身上，所以当他们得救以后，他们就忘记神了。
People say, oh, I've got my ticket to go to heaven now. I can just continue with life the way that I want.
有些人就会这样想，我现在已经信主了，我已经拿了上天堂的票，所以我现在就可以照我的意思来生活。
But that's not what the Bible teaches us.
然而这绝对不是圣经所教导我们的道理。
The Bible teaches us that the love of God is supposed to be a motivating factor to proclaim his glory.
圣经告诉我们，神的爱应该是激励我们，让我们是能够去宣扬神的国度的一个力量。
In 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul writes, "The love of Christ compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died."
在保罗在哥林多后书第五章十四节这样说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
What's the greatest commandment?
最大的诫命是什么？
It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength.
最大的诫命在马可福音里面说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
We are to love God with every ounce of our being.
我们应该用我们生命的全人的每一个部分来倾心尽力的爱主我们的神。
And as we get to know who God is and what he's really done, it should become a powerful driving force for missions.
当我们真正的认识到神是怎样的一位神，以及神的一切的神的作为，我们应该是就是很得到激励，就是要来从事宣教的工作。
I asked one of my Chinese students the other day what this word compel means.
我有一位中国学生有一天问我说，这个 compel 就是英文字在讲说神的爱激励我们，那个 compel 到底是什么意思呢？
And she told me that in Chinese, the word actually means something like to encourage or urge.
我们知道我们中文的圣经翻译成为激励，就好像是鼓励，促使，鼓励，这样的味道。
But it's much more powerful than that.
事实上，这个原文，这个英文里面所讲的 compel, 神的爱 compel 我们，激励我们，这个应该是更强而有力的一个字眼，是比激励、鼓励、激励更要强烈很多的程度。
The idea of compelling is an almost an irresistible force that drags us to do what we should do.
Compel 这个字的原来的意思，事实上就是以不可抵抗的力量去迫使我们去做一些事情。
And so when we know the glory of God and we know the love of God, it should cause us to be like Isaiah and say, hey, here I am, God, send me, use me.
如果我们真的是看见知道神的荣耀神的爱我们就应这个是就会激励就会我们就应该像先知以赛亚一样举起手来说主啊我在这里请差遣我。
So that brings us to the third and final motivation for mission.
所以现在我们就来看第三个理由是我们必须我们宣教的动机的第三个理由。
Third petition in the Lord's Prayer.
The second position. It's
your kingdom come, your will be done.
你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And it focuses on the fact that God is our king.
所以这里的焦点是说神是我们的君王。
And the scriptures tell us that wherever King Jesus rules, his kingdom is present.
就是圣经告诉我们只要是主耶稣所掌管统治的地方那这就是神的国度。
And so if Jesus is our king,And Jesus is going to be able to do what he says he's supposed to do, then we are going to obey his commands.
所以耶稣基督是我们的君王的话，他的命令我们就应该要遵守去遵行去做。
Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments."
主耶稣说，你们如果爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And one of his commandments is to seek first the kingdom of God.
所以神的命令 其中之一就是我们要先求神的国。
And the last thing that Jesus said to his followers before he went into heaven was, make disciples of all nations.
And 主耶稣在升天之前对门徒所说最后的一些话语就是要使万民做我的门徒。
And John Piper, again, the pastor at Bethlehem Baptist Church, says that we are either to go, to send, or we disobey.
And 这个约翰派伯牧师说，我们要么就是完全的遵守神的命令，我们愿意去为宣教去，有差传，要不然的话，我们就是不顺从神的命令。
It's very simple that God is either calling us to be missionaries or to send missionaries.
所以非常简单的来说，神呼召我们，不是叫我们成为宣教士，就是要我们去差遣人去做宣教士。
And as we become faithful to do our part where we are, it begins to spread throughout all the earth.
如果我们每一个人都是能够忠心在神所给予我们的位置上去做我们所当做的，那这个神的福音是能够在世界传遍的。
So, how do we apply this?
所以我们怎么样来运用呢？
The first question we have to ask is, have we made the gospel about myself?
我们首先就要问自己这个问题，我们是不是已经把福音变成以我为中心，关乎我自己的一个福音呢？
Do I live primarily for me, or do I live primarily for God and for what he has called me to be?
我活着是为了我自己吗？还是我活着主要就是为了神，为了他所呼召我去做的事情呢？
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith.
保罗在哥林多后书13:5说，你们总要省察自己有信心没有。
So ask yourself, do I seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness?
所以我们要自己扪心自问，我是不是真的是要是以先求神的国、神的义为优先呢？
Do I long to know him and his glory?
我是否渴望来认识神和神的荣耀呢？
And if I can't say yes to those, now is the time to invite Christ to make it possible that you begin to grow in these areas.
如果我们不能很肯定地回答这些问题，然而现在这是时候，我们可以邀请耶稣进入我们的心里面，让我们能够很肯定地回答这些问题。
And for those who have a true relationship with Christ, Jesus told his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you.
对于你们当中很多的确是真心追随主耶稣成为耶稣门徒的，我们耶稣是这样说的，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
So, when God said that it was time for the world to be redeemed,He sent his son who became just like us.
所以神看见这个世界是需要救赎的时候，他时候到的时候，他就差遣他的儿子来到这个世界。
He lived among us, he served us, and he gave himself for us.
主耶稣来到这个世界，与世人一同生活，跟我们一同生活，他服侍世人的需要，他为世人而死。
And in the same way, we need to live among the people that God has sent us to reach.
同样的，我们也应该效法基督，就是当神希望我们去接触一些还没有信的人，我们就应该到他们中间与他们一同生活。
We need to learn to love them and to share the good news with them and to serve them in such a way that they begin to see the glory of and the love of God.
我们就应该学习去了解、认识他们、爱他们，并且服侍他们的需要。这样子，他们就可以从我们当中我们所做的看见神的荣耀和慈爱。
God may not call you to be a missionary in Africa or in Australia.
神可能并没有呼召你到非洲去做宣教士，或者是到澳洲去做宣教士。
But God is calling all of us to be missionaries right where we are.
然而神的确呼召我们每一个人就在我们我们生活的岗位上成为他的宣教士。
Every single one of us need to pray and ask God, what is our personal mission field?
我们每一个人都需要好好祷告，求问神，求神让我们知道我们个人的宣教和田是什么。
It might be people in our offices.
可能是你办公室里的同事。
It might be the people that we meet at the gym when we work out.
也有可能是当你去健身房做运动的时候，你所遇到的那些人。
It might be the person who lives right next door to me.
也有可能就是隔壁的邻居。
But as we begin to pray and ask God to reveal his glory to us, we will begin to reflect that back to those that we live among.
当我们开始为宣教而祷告，神就会彰显他的荣耀，也会让我们把神的荣耀反映给需要福音的人。
We need to be informed about what's happening in the world.
我们需要了解消息灵通，知道这个世界的局势。
You can start by coming to Sunday school today.
所以我们就可以从参与主日学开始。
We're going to talk more about missions and what it really is and what the needs are and how we can be involved.
在今天的主日学当中，我们将会谈论到更多具体的宣教的实情，哪里有需要。
There's a national class that's offered all over the country on a regular basis called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement.
全国有一个经常进行的一个课程，就是说基督徒运动的观点，这一个课程。
It's the best class on missions that I've ever seen offered, and I encourage you to find one and take it.
这是关于宣教的一个课程，非常好。
You can...Adopt missionaries. You can get to know someone who is serving God someplace else and learn about them and write to them and help and encourage them.
你也可以去认养一些宣教士来了解他们，你可以写信给他们，支持他们，提供他们的需要的帮助和鼓励。
And to create a better vision, you can send your pastor.Or a number of people from the church on an actual mission trip, a short term, so that they begin to feel what God is doing elsewhere.
为了要能够更好的扩大你的视野，你也可以建议和牧师啊，或是教会的其他弟兄姐妹，你们可以一起组织一个短期的宣教旅行，可以更加的了解这个世界宣教的需要。
You can pray.
你也可以祷告。
I pray around the world every week.
我每一个礼拜都为就是按照次序为世界各地祷告。
On Monday, I pray for Europe, on Tuesday for Africa, on Wednesday for Asia, on Thursday for South and Central America, on Friday for the Middle East.
我礼拜一为欧洲祷告，礼拜二为非洲祷告，礼拜三为亚洲祷告，礼拜四为中南美洲祷告，礼拜五为中东地区祷告。
I pray for missionaries that are there.
我为那些地区的宣教士们祷告。
I pray for the church.
我为那里的教会来祷告。
I pray for the news events that I read about that are taking place in these parts of the world.
我也借着我所读的新闻，关于那地所发生的事情，我来为他们这些地方祷告。
And I pray that God will raise up more workers to go to these places.
我更祷告，神能够兴起更多的工人来进入这些宣教的合场工作。
And I encourage you also to pray on Saturday here for a worship that's beginning 12 hours ahead of us as the sun goes around, as the earth goes around the sun, as the planet rotates. That's what I want to say.
我也鼓励大家星期六来祷告。Yeah, 这是在我们这个敬拜12个小时之前就祷告。
So when my wife and I eat dinner on Saturday night, we are praying for the church in China.That's beginning to gather for worship on Sunday morning.
因为我们知道有时差，在礼拜六我和我太太吃晚餐的时候，我们就知道在中国他们基督徒的敬拜已经开始了，我们就在为他们祷告。
And finally, you can give.
最后呢，你也是可以奉献。
I encourage you to be generous in your giving to the church, to missionaries,to other needs that come about, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the glory of God might be proclaimed.
我劝勉大家能够在奉献上能够大方，然后大方的奉献给你的教会，奉献给宣教士，还有奉献给一切推展福音事工，这样子能够让神的荣耀彰显。
Motivation for missions is God's glory, God's love, and God's command.
我们宣教的动机总结来讲就是三点，这是因为是为了神的荣耀，还有神的爱，还有神，这是神的命令。
So if missions is declaring the glory of God through our Lord Jesus Christ to the nations, will you join that great adventure?
所以最后总结来讲，宣教就是经由主耶稣基督向万国宣扬神的荣耀。你是否愿意加入这伟大的探险呢？
Amen.
Amen.